Welcome to our ContemplativeActivist.com podcast. We believe Jesus of Nazareth is inviting a whole new generation of Christ followers to leave what we call 3B ministry, where we measure success using building size, bucks in the offering, and butts in the seats, and become 3C contemplative activists, where the true Christian life consists of communion with Christ, community with one another, and responding to Jesus' commission to go out into the world, caring for souls for the greater glory of God. We hope you'll enjoy today's program. And now, here's your host, Pastor Marty Bowler.
Hi, friends. Welcome to this ContemplativeActivist.com podcast. It's our hope that these podcasts will offer you a little bit of hope and encouragement as you continue your journey with Jesus. If you're just joining us, we are at the very beginning of a 9 podcast and blog series entitled, Who Are You, Really? Together, we're exploring this important question of who we really are in the eyes of Jesus, women and men of great value in the economy of God's kingdom. Today's theme is, In the End, We Are Good. Our Lectio Divina reading for today comes from Revelation chapter 5, verses 6 through 10, and I'll be reading from the Message Bible. So I looked, and there, surrounded by throne, animals, and elders, was a lamb, slaughtered but standing tall. 7 horns he had, and 7 eyes, the 7 spirits of God sent into all the earth. He came to the one seated on the throne and took the scroll from his right hand. The moment he took the scroll, the 4 animals and 24 elders fell down and worshipped the Lamb. Each had a harp, and each had a bowl, a gold bowl filled with incense, the prayers of God's holy people. And they sang a new song, Worthy, take the scroll, open its seals, slain, pain in blood, you bought men and women. Bought them back from all over the earth, bought them back for God. Then you made them a kingdom, priests for our God, priest kings to rule over the earth. So as the old expression puts it, what goes round comes round. As it was in the beginning, is now, and forevermore. Long before Adam and Eve, and you and I, had our opportunity to screw things up, God had pre-planned his masterpiece to be all he had originally planned it to be. In Genesis, God speaks boldly over his creation of mankind and says without any doubt, quote, it is good, it is very good, unquote. Now, here in Revelation, we find the final word on that same subject. Men and women from every corner of the globe, from every generation, tribe, and tongue have been recovered, redeemed, and restored by the saving blood of Jesus, so that in the end, you and I are given a place of great honor, ruling alongside the King of Kings and Lord of Lords forever and ever. Amen. So the next time you think that you're not worthy of any attention, feeling totally worthless and wasted, some speck of dirt that evolved only by chance from prehistoric plant life, think again. Because the Bible just doesn't see it that way. And even more importantly than that, neither does our Creator King. You see, God, who is so expansive in character and nature, not even the cosmos can contain him, decided long ago that you and I are priceless gems. Dirtied as we are from our sin and selfishness, that grime and filth is only skin deep, and it's not the final destiny for those who choose to accept the hand that reaches down from heaven to save us from ourselves. If we were worth nothing to God, we could legitimize Satan's accusations. His claim that we are failures, alone on this planet to fight it out with each other for the title of top dog, is nothing more than a wisp of foul-odored smoke which tries to pollute the breath of God that surrounds us and lives deep within us. Just think about it for a moment. With each breath you and I take, we are breathing in the same spirit of life that God breathed into the nostrils of Adam and Eve. As a matter of fact, let's look at this thing scientifically. Did you realize that when you and I take in a breath, we are not actually doing the work of breathing? In the beginning, you see, God created this beautiful blue marble we live on with just the right amount of air pressure that you and I need to live and have our being. That gift of air pressure pushes in on us everywhere we go. At sea level, air pressure is measured at approximately 14.7 pounds per square inch. That's called PSI. The nearly perfect level of pressure needed for human beings to exist on this planet. At higher elevations, the air pressure decreases. Thus, when we're standing in the Rocky Mountains outside of Denver, most of us will feel a bit of stress in our lungs because there's a reduced amount of pressure of the air around us. If I tried to take a breath on the moon, where there is no air pressure, I'd collapse immediately in death. And if I lived on a planet where the air pressure was far too dense, my lungs would simply explode. So, in truth, when you and I breathe, we are not really doing the hard work. We are simply exhaling the last breath of air we took in, emptying our lungs so that the God-given air pressure He created for us will come fill us up again. Get it? So if God the Creator went to all the trouble to give us the perfect air pressure we need to survive and thrive here on planet Earth, don't you think He just might have a special plan for the recipients of that special gift of air? Well, I could go on and on. But suffice for today to know that you and I are highly esteemed by God, well worth all of His effort to save us and redeem us. And as we read in Revelation, our futures in Him are bright indeed. Have a great day, fellow priest of God. And will you pray with me as we close? Though this world with devils filled tries its best to convince me that I am worthless and alone, I choose to believe Your holy word, Father. In Christ, I am chosen to become a priest of the High King, worthy and honored as a unique son or daughter of God. For Your name's sake, amen. So here are some questions to consider today. So if God loves us so much that He set up this creation to give us life, how much more does He love me and want me to live and prosper in this life and the life to come? What lies about myself do I need to reject today? And what truths found in God's Word must I embrace instead? Well, finally, we'd love to hear from you. Let us know how you are experiencing God today as you ponder on this theme of, who are you, really? Go over to our website, thecontemplativeactivist.com, and click on the Contact Us page. We'd love to hear from you. This is Marty Bowler, hoping your day will be full of God's presence. And may the good Lord bless and keep you. See you next time on The Contemplative Activist.